The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, everybody. I thought what we would do today is we would continue talking about our first reading. First reading from the book of Exodus that I've been talking about for the past several days. Why? Because I'm on a roll. That's why. We just got to keep on going with this. So we're going to give you some context for today's first reading. And that is, the context for today's first reading is the Israelites crossing the Red Sea. It was yesterday's first reading from the book of Exodus, an event so important that its magnificence cannot be overestimated, that God delivered his people from danger when their backs were to the Red Sea and Pharaoh was rushing at them with his chariots and his army, and all hope seemed lost. That's the exact moment God delivered his people. The deliverance of the people at the Red Sea with the water like a wall to their right and to their left is an event so miraculous, so magnificent, so unforgettable, that it became their birth as a people. Their birth as a people was God's action at the Red Sea. It was God's power that he could, who's more powerful than anything on this earth, and they never needed to fear because God would promise them effectively through this deliverance that he would always win. If they stayed faithful to him, God would win every battle for them. As a context for today's first reading, where no more than 2 verses in the book of Exodus, just after they finished passing through the Red Sea, the people are ready to quit. God is out of sight and out of mind, right? They're out of the Red Sea, they're in the desert, and they're ready to quit. They want to go back. They complain to Moses. They say, "Would that we died in the desert, died in Egypt, rather than have to come out here and die in the desert." And they want to give up. Why? Why do they want to give up? Because they're hungry. That's why they want to give up. Now, I told you that the value of the book of Exodus is that it's a metaphor for our lives. Just like the Israelite people went through the desert to the promised land, and we're going through this life to the real promised land of heaven, it's a metaphor for our lives. But the book of Exodus is more than just that. The book of Exodus is a study in self-knowledge. If you want to know who you really are before God, and this is true for all of us, your priest included, if you want to know who you really are before God, take a look at the behavior of these Israelites, because we're just like them. They want to quit as soon as things get difficult. Sound familiar? Literally, the Israelites would rather go back to slavery in Egypt than be free in the desert, because at least in Egypt they had a full belly. They would literally rather live their lives under the crack of a whip than to be free in the desert and have to struggle a little bit. Now, so much of our spiritual life is exactly like that. There's no growth without struggle. And as soon as the difficulty comes along, all people all up and down the coast, they want to quit, as if they think this is supposed to be easy. We always have to struggle. I've already said this before, freedom isn't free, right? If you want to be free, you got to fight, and you have to keep fighting because it never gets easy. If you want to be free from sin, don't be surprised that you have to fight for the rest of your life against temptation. That's just the price tag. And there's all kinds of freedom that we have to fight for. You want to be free, let's just say you want to have the freedom of good physical health. You have to constantly fight the temptation to go through the drive-thru. You have to fight the temptation to eat bad food. You have to get up and exercise. It's tough. It's very, very tough. Metaphor for our lives is something to pray about. You know, I'm sure you've heard of the book Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. It's this book written in like the 30s, I think, in which the author imagines this dystopian future in which an oppressive government holds everybody underneath, you know, their totalitarian heel, not by force from the state, but rather by threatening to take away their pleasures. It's so very much like the way the Israelites behaved here in the book of Exodus. A lot to pray about there. Okay, so what does God do for his people at this moment? Well, he gives them manna. He gives them the manna in the desert. And the manna, Exodus tells us, was two things. It was a gift and it was a test. It was a gift because it was bread come down from heaven, right? It's a gift. But it was a test because the people would only get enough manna for one day. And if you tried to take more manna, like to hedge your bets against tomorrow, you know what would happen if you took too much manna? It would rot. It was enough for just one day's supply, and you had to trust that God would be on the job tomorrow to supply for you then. That was the test. It's a funny thing about divine providence. It only works one day at a time. When we say our Father here at Mass, and we say that line, "Give us this day our daily bread," the first people who heard Jesus say that would have thought about the manna in the desert, how they had to trust that God would provide for them tomorrow. That was the test, because there's this constant temptation we live under, no matter how much God does for us. We constantly think he's not going to help me tomorrow, right? Interesting little side note here about the manna in the desert. God didn't just give them manna. If you noticed, he also gave them quail. You have manna in the morning, quail in the evening. See, that way you get your carbohydrates and your protein. God's watching out for you. You're getting a well-balanced meal. But notice, miraculous bread from heaven, miraculous flesh from heaven. Does that sound familiar? Gospel of John chapter 6, Jesus is going to introduce the Eucharist for the first time. And what are the words he's going to use to describe this to his people? He's going to say, "This is the bread that came down from heaven. The bread that came down from heaven is my flesh for the life of the world." Interesting. It's deliberate Eucharistic prefiguring here in the book of Exodus. But what we want to take away from this is we want to learn from the Israelites. Now, when God delivered his people through the Red, his people from danger by opening up the Red Sea, he showed that he was so powerful that he would give, there's nothing that he would not be able to do for them if they asked. And when he gave them the manna from heaven, he showed that he would provide for them every single day. They didn't learn. They didn't learn, no matter how good God had been to them. We want to learn where they didn't, because you want to know what? We're one better than they are. We got more than just the miracle of the opening up of the Red Sea. What's the greatest display of God's power in all the Bible, in all of history? It wasn't the Red Sea. It was the raising of Jesus Christ from the dead. Showing God's more powerful than death itself. If he can bring Jesus Christ back from the dead, there's nothing God can't do. And we've got one better than manna in the desert, don't we? We've got the Blessed Sacrament. We've got Jesus giving us no less than himself every day. And pray about this. If God will give you that, is there anything he will not give you? Let's continue to learn from the book of Exodus, to press on in faith, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Lawrence of Brindisi, pray for us.